Bauer and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Gal Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Apologies in advance if Ryan Mallett's grandma is listening today. I don't want to upset the poor woman. That kid was a mess. He's not good enough on the field to make up for him being such a pain in the ass off the field.
This is what happens when a team starts really sucking. You start leaking stuff like this, it makes it look like the GM's fault. GM makes it look like the coach's fault. Owner's pissed off, and he wants answers. It's a clown show now.
It really is.
You want to know the QBR leaders so far this year?
Sure.
Nick Foles, Andrew Luck, and Sam Bradford are your bottom three.
Oh.
On that cheerful
boy,
note.
Andrew Luck, what a mess.
I think you're right. I think he's hurt, but I also think he's regressed.
But this goes to show what we were talking about last year, and you could argue that Andrew Luck was the MVP last year, because when he doesn't play like he played last year, this is what the Colts are.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. It's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a local music Tuesday, so all of the bumper music you hear for the rest of the show, as it has been for the entire show, all local bands, you can check them out. Jong tweets them out on the Degenerates975 account. If you missed any of the first 2 hours, very Texans heavy, but we also had Jerome Solomon. We also had a gym of the day that was incredibly disgusting. All of that available, podcastarena.com, full show podcast. And, of course, you can just getting home. You want to keep listening to the show, which is always a good idea. You can always do it on TuneIn Radio, the ESPN Radio app, or on our website, ESPN975.com. And just a quick plug, if you go to podcastarena.com and go to the Blitz page, you can also pick up a great copy of our sports betting audiobook for just $12.99, which people are loving. So there you go. I think that's everything.
Yes.
Did I miss anything?
No.
Have you found a line yet on Titans, Texans? I'm just curious. Neither of my side has one.
Let me see what I've got here.
And we'll take a few more phone calls on this because I know some of you guys want to weigh in. But one texter said, oh, they never should have fired Kubiak. That's just dumb. That era should have been over a long time before then. It wasn't working. There was no way it was going to work. He was given plenty of time here. He's getting 8 years. And, yeah, he's off to a great start with the Broncos, but let's see how that plays out. I'm not ready to and even if it does work out there, doesn't mean it was going to work here. So please stop with that.
I don't know why my site's moving extra slow. Sorry.
Then somebody says, Titans fans here guarantee you the Texans will lose against us Sunday. What position are you playing? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Tell you what, go ahead, go find your bookie and bet on it then if you believe that. I don't trust either one of those teams.
Five Dimes doesn't have anything. BetUS doesn't have anything.
Interesting.
Bovada doesn't have, yeah, no.
Yeah,
no lines.
Okay. Wonder what the holdup there is. All right, let's grab some phone calls.
What would you make the line?
Well, I think they're both absolute crap teams.
Yeah.
So 3 points for home, Texans minus three.
Give me Texans minus 1.5.
Okay. We'll see how that plays out, because you're saying that the Titans are 2 points better than the Texans, and I think they're both just crap.
Saying they're a point and a half better.
Point and a half better, yeah.
Oh, wait, is Mettenberger playing or Mariota?
That's probably what the holdup is.
Yeah. Texans minus three.
Yeah.
You're right.
Anyway, let's
enjoy betting on the Texans.
Well, you want to talk about a game that I would not touch? If you gave me $1,000 and said, Fred, bet this for me one way or the other, I'd just give your money back and say, don't waste your time on this.
Yeah.
Not a chance in hell. Don't trust either one of these teams. Whether Mariota plays or not, it's immaterial. These are bad football teams.
How about some of these other lines? Would you be willing to touch Lions plus five at the Chiefs?
That might interest me a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, although I don't know, man. Coaching changes are never good. I mean, you're either going to get really good results or it's going to be a disaster. So, no, probably not.
How about Niners plus 9.5 at the Rams?
Not a chance.
Giants plus 3 at the Saints. I don't know what's going on with either one of those teams.
Yeah, the Saints might have finally started turning some things around. Although, with the Colts just gave them that game. They were terrible. I wouldn't touch that either.
Yeah, there's a lot of games I'm not really interested in betting.
I wonder, I would keep an eye on Pittsburgh if Roethlisberger's going to play.
That's a pick 'em.
I'm seeing plus 2, which means he's not. Well, I guess he would be playing. Oh, they're at home. That's a tough place to play. You wouldn't want any part of Cowboy plus 6 against Seahawk?
Nope.
Bronco plus 3 against Packer?
I'm sure I'm going to find something to bet on that game, and I'll probably be on the Packers. There's not one game on the card that says, man, I really want to get down on that. The closest thing to it, and I'll probably end up being a sucker for doing it, is the Falcons again.
They're minus 7.
They're a 7-point favorite at home.
I will probably be all over that as well, although I'm going to watch that line and hopefully get it under 7. I'd feel much better if it was inside a touchdown, even though they burned me last week and my butt still hurts more than Yusuf Max from that. I would be on the Falcons.
Oh, and I played Patriots minus 7 yesterday. That's it.
Okay.
That's the only games that I've seen that I'm like, I could see doing that. So two touchdown favorites. That's not necessarily a good thing.
No. I'm not a big fan of doing that on a regular basis. TX Sports Consulting says Texans minus 4.5. I would bet the Titans on that. Yeah, Sportsbook has it. Houston minus 4. That's silly. That is silly.
All right. I'll pass.
Yeah. Wow. Let's grab a couple phone calls. Larry, you're on the Blitz. Go. Larry?
Hello.
Hello, Larry.
Sorry, I'm stuck in traffic. That's why I was late in responding.
That's all right. Sound like Ryan Mallett.
That was the point. I don't know why everyone's complaining. I mean, the Texans are the 15th most profitable sports franchise in the world, up there with teams like New York Yankees and Manchester United. So, and if any season ticket holders want to cancel their season tickets, there are 20,000 fans who are willing to step in and buy their tickets. So they're making money like crazy on Kirby. I don't know why anyone's upset.
Well, that's what I said kind of yesterday, was they don't have much of a reason to change, you know?
Yeah, except I just don't agree with the whole they're just happy making money thing. Of course they're happy making money. Every business is. But I guarantee you, Bob McNair is not going to – he does not like hearing how incompetent his franchise is. He doesn't like the fact that they had a disagreement over who to cut this quarterback. He doesn't like the fact that Arian Foster was out there in the fourth quarter. Doesn't like the fact that he brought this guy in thinking he was going to change the culture and it hasn't worked. I mean, he's – you know, you don't build a brand that's successful long-term by failing on the field. He knows that. He doesn't like the image that's out there. And again, I tend to disqualify myself because I've been around the guy. I know how much he wants to win. From the days when he was owning horses, and I think I've told this story on the air, where I was watching a race with him, and one of his horses was a 4-5 favorite and lost. And he was doing everything he could not to yell at the people around him who did not have that horse ready because I was standing there. He was so pissed over one race. I mean, it's like a non-winners other than allowance on a Thursday at Churchill Downs. So you can't tell me he doesn't care about winning. And, you know, yeah, it's nice making money, but he wants this franchise to be the Patriots. He wants this franchise to be like what Jerry Richardson's built, the guys he admires. And he's just not. He's tried to be patient. It just hasn't worked, and he hasn't hired the right people. So I know, and that's a common thing. Everybody thinks, oh, they're going to make money, so they don't care about winning. That's not true. He also just doesn't want to make willy-nilly decisions that set you back. And that's where it is. The question is, you have to make the right decisions.
Yeah.
And you have to hire the right people. And they've tried to do that. Hasn't worked out so far. And if they wind up having to purge another one, then you know what? He'll try again. He'll try to get the right guy this time. And Rick Smith, now, I think we can all agree that he's had more than enough of an opportunity, and that at some point, when you look at the results, they're just not good enough. And I would say he's probably gone at the end of the year, unless his team has some weird turnaround in it, which probably isn't happening. As far as Bill O'Brien goes, that was the sexy name that was available. I mean, there were really two guys out there that you looked at and said, okay, these are the guys people are going to pursue. Bill O'Brien, Lovie Smith. And with Bill O'Brien, he was the hot name. I wasn't sure he could coach. Said all along, when you get a guy out of college, you might get Jim Harbaugh, you might get Greg Schiano. Looking a lot like Greg Schiano right now.
Maybe you should have gotten James Franklin. He was available.
Good luck with that, too.
Just skip a step.
But in all these, it's just a lot of people thought this guy was going to be really good. He's smart. He went Ivy Leaguer. And look what he did at Penn State. Yeah. Well, you know what? That doesn't mean you can coach in the NFL. And just because you coach Tom Brady doesn't make you a quarterback guru.
Well, to be fair, Fred, and not that I'm certain that I was right yet, but I did say someone should hire Dan Quinn. And no one did until the year after. And he looks like he's pretty good. I don't know.
You don't know how that's going to play out long term. Right now, it looks like, you know, that's working. But, you know, there were stretches last year where it looked like Bill O'Brien was working in his first year. So, I think, at that stage,
but Dan
I don't
Quinn
know.
was up 42-0 on Billy O at one point this season.
Yeah, well, I'm not ready to go there yet. I think he did a good job of coming in and certainly getting him to play defense inherited quite a bit of talent on offense, and they're playing pretty well. But by the same token, it has to continue. And a lot of times you see this with coaches. They come out, they look really great early on, their teams look really great, and then the other guys figure out what they're doing, and then you have to adjust to them. And that's where you start seeing. And I think by the end of the season, that's why I was kind of encouraged at the end of last year. I thought they'd get better. So
they're not getting better.
Jose, the intern, said, guy just called and swore never to listen again because of the porn talk. There's kids listening. That's why we have a disclaimer for you guys. Show's not for kids.
It's not my job to parent your kids.
No, you parent your kids yourself. And you know,
We've got a warning now.
Exactly. John, play the warning for him, please.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised.
We do need to let them know that sometimes we talk about things that are of a grown-up nature. But parental discretion is advised. That pretty much sums it all up, right?
Yeah.
I'll let you know. Parental discretion is advised. We played that. We play that every hour.
And
it's not even required. We just do it.
Yeah, we do it because it's fun. So
people like you won't cry.
We'll miss you.
No, we won't. When your kids hear about the dangers of volunteering to do pornographic films, and then they get drugged, and you know, things go bad.
Mont says, sorry, I disagree with your assessment on McNair. Might not even disagree, but he doesn't know how to win at football. Well, that's fine. And I think it's easy. It's one of those things. It's easy to blame coach, easy to blame quarterback, easy to blame the owner. But I do think the guy wants to do the right
thing. The thing is, though, no one can fire the owner.
No.
He's, you know, you say what you want about Jerry Jones, and he's the owner. It's his team. He can do with it what he wants. He can run it into the ground if he wants.
I don't think he's a bad owner. I think he's made some bad decisions.
I think so, too.
And that's, you know what, by trying to get, we'll keep going on. I don't want to keep going on this, but I guess we're going to. By trying to put the right people in and give them the opportunity, give them the tools they need to win, and it hasn't worked. So now you guys want them to just start firing everybody and becoming the Browns. I don't think that's the right thing either. There has to be something in between. And, you know, yeah, everybody's frustrated and something needs to be done. And if they lose the Titans, I think something will be done. I don't think he's going to put up with this for very long.
Yep.
All right, if you want to watch the Texans play the Titans, great place to do it. Tupelo's. head on up to 2907 Rayford Road in Spring. Say hello to Chip. Great guy. He's got a great staff up there. Love all of them. And during football season, that's your place to go watch the games if you're up north. You've got college football all day Saturday. They've got all your games. You've got NFL all day Sunday. They got all your games. You want to watch the World Series tonight? Rockets start tomorrow. You want to watch those games? They've got them all. It's a great place. And if you want to watch more than one at a time, they've got so many TVs and they're all set up. It's such a great way that you can see everything. And by the way, the food is fantastic. Seriously, there's not anything on the menu that isn't awesome. I have yet to have a bad meal there, and I've tried a lot of things, and I've got a great beer selection as well. And it's also really cool. You can take the family if you want, and you're going to fit in if you bring the family. If you don't bring the family, you're going to fit in too. That's a great thing about Tupelo's. You know we love it out there. We're out there all the time. We're going to be out there again next month. It's the kind of place you can really make your home away from home. Go on out, say hello, tell them we sent you. Tell them you love coming out there because you heard about it on the Blitz. That's Tupelo's, 2907 Rayford Road in Spring, tupelos.com.
In my cubicle, where I hide out from my boss. In my cubicle, where I get lost in my thoughts. In my cubicle, where I earn a tiny wage.
ESPN 97.5.
I saw the sheep. The wolf's got me.
And we are back on the Blitz. For those of you complaining about content, listen. The 4 o'clock hour we tend to keep kind of tame because, all right, if you want to bring the kids home from school and you want to listen, that's fine. You can get the 5 o'clock. If you're not home by then, especially late in the 5 o'clock hour, I mean, that's when the show starts to turn a little bit.
Okay, listen, when someone says, I'm never going to listen again because what you guys were talking about, that means they've been listening for like 2 days anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to cry about it. We're not going to change over it.
No. You'll either be back or you won't.
That's the way the show's always been.
Yep.
So if we're offending you or you can't let your kids listen, sorry, man. Your kids can't watch... You know, your kids can't watch The Wire either.
So exactly.
It is what it is.
And you know what? Your kids probably already know what porn is. Maybe you ought to have that conversation with them.
Your kids know all about Grand Central Station and how it regards to gay pornography.
Anyway. Hey, can I say one more thing about Bob McNair? And then, because
it doesn't have anything to do with gay pornography.
No.
Let's segue a little better than that.
No, definitely not. But for those of you who just doesn't care about winning and all that stuff. And the guy basically sold everything that he had, got out of every other business to just focus on this, and he's tried to do the right things and hire people who know what they're doing, and it hasn't worked. He's made some hires that I did not like, the Charlie Casserly hire. That didn't work, sent him back. And then when you had to fire a coach that early, you know, he tried to be patient with Gary Kubiak because they were close, and they were close. And then that didn't work out. 8 years he gave the guy.
Yeah.
And now he tried to do the right thing by bringing the hot new young guy. And that didn't work. Boy, that kind of sounds a lot like the movie.
I get what you're doing.
Yeah, but he tried to bring him in. And so far, that's been a disaster. So, yeah, I mean, you're the owner. And it's your fault if you don't hire the right guys. But... it's so hard to figure out who the right guy is. Unless Sean Payton is suddenly available next year, no matter who you hire, there's no guarantees.
Right.
I mean, there's so few guys that, and they're at other teams and they're not going anywhere. Bill Belichick's not walking out of New England. Not happening. So, I do think he's hung on to Rick Smith too long, and I think it's time for Rick Smith to be doing something else. And that's probably going to happen in the offseason. But it's not the guy doesn't care about winning, and it's not the guy's an idiot. You just if you've ever had to hire people, you'll realize you make mistakes sometimes.
Jason says, if you had to be a new GM, which franchise would you rather run right now, the Lions or the Texans?
I'll still say the Lions because I think they have more talent.
That's tough for me. I do agree the Lions have more talent. I think the Lions have worse ownership. So think what you want about Bob McNair.
Right.
The Fords are the worst. I mean, they're a total mess. So that's a tough call. If I'm just looking to have, I mean, I've got a, I've got a,
Yeah.
Maybe a substandard franchise quarterback, but I've got a franchise quarterback. I've got a Hall of Fame receiver. I've even got some good, like Golden Tate and some guys that can play, you know, that aren't Hall of Famers. I'll probably.
Well, but the one thing is, yeah, I think you're right. I think from an ownership perspective, I'd rather have the guy who cares and is involved, but is going to give me a chance to fail. So.
Oh, well. The Fords will give you a chance to fail.
Yeah.
Caldwell's still walking around on that sideline.
Yeah. It's funny. One of the many things I had that we're never going to get to today. With the NFL coaches who are officially on the hot seat.
Uh-huh.
He's number one.
Oh, he's got to be.
So.
Got to be.
All right. Quick break. Lions fan, we were shocked when they fired people yesterday. Very unlike the Ford family. Yeah, and you know that Jim Bob Cooter? Did you see the stories on him?
Yeah, he's my favorite coach in the NFL, bar none.
Yeah,
in fact, the Texans should hire him as head coach. If he scores 20 or more points this week, they should call him for real.
Well, he's got the best name.
Coach of the Houston Texans, Jim Bob Cooter.
And he's also got the...
That's so great.
He's got a little history, too. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. So we're talking about Jim Bob Cooter, who's taking over as offensive coordinator for the Lions. Got a little bit of a history.
Jim Bob.
I love a Jim Bob Cooter name. That's
Cooter.
Well, 2006, Jim Bob was arrested for DUI. It's not a big deal. I mean, if you took everybody out of the NFL who'd been arrested for DUI, John would probably be playing quarterback somewhere. So, not a big deal. 2009 is where it gets interesting. He was charged with aggravated burglary after... allegedly getting into bed with a woman after climbing into the window of her apartment and stripping down to his underwear.
What's the big deal?
Well, that's kind of what you do if you're in bed with a woman, right? Except I guess he wasn't invited, so the woman called police. He was released on a $10,000 bond the next day. I'm going to guess alcohol was involved. But that was 2009. That was 6 years ago.
This is his second chance, man.
Yeah. Sometimes goodbye is a second chance. So here you go. Jim Bob Cooter, but I'm sure he just had an alcohol problem, and I'm sure he's fine now, but guarantee you're running that offense the way it's going right now, that's going to drive him to drink.
Yeah,
but just some interesting facts about your new Lions offensive coordinator, thought that I would share. Well, a lot of people asking for what about the college rankings. We'll have to do them tomorrow. I don't like doing them at the end of the show. We'll plug them in tomorrow. We just got behind with all the Texas stuff. News today.
It's been busy this week.
I don't know if you saw this, but care to guess the team that is getting more bets in Vegas to win the NBA title than the Cavaliers?
Team that's getting more bets to win the title than the Cavaliers.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, the Warriors and Spurs have attracted the most money, followed by the Clippers and Bulls. There's a team that's next, and it's ahead of the Cavs.
I mean, I'm guessing it's the Rockets. Otherwise, you wouldn't bring it up, right?
No, it's not the Rockets. I would bring it up because it's even more bizarre than that, although it kind of makes sense in a way.
You already said
the
Spurs?
I already said the Spurs. Warriors and Spurs, Clippers and Bulls.
I don't know who else I'd even be interested in.
Well, how about a team that's 300-1?
Okay.
The Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, stop.
Seriously, the Lakers have Approximately 1.4 times more bets have been placed on the Lakers to win it all than the Cavs.
What did I have last year? 30-1?
Yeah. But it kind of makes sense.
30-1 on an NBA Finals team. That's as good as it gets.
Yep. But 300-1,
you're not
getting... with no chance.
That team's not getting there.
No. But, you know, well, for one thing...
And when I took it at 30-1, that was before LeBron had signed. That was me just betting that
he was
LeBron
sign.
Goes to the Cavs.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't know why. I didn't know that they'd run into the freaking Warriors. But
yeah, it turned out to be a...
It might as well have been 300-1. No. But unless you think that the Lakers are going to, you know, somehow trade for LeBron James before the season starts.
Oh, yeah, that could happen.
That's wasted money, bro.
All right, you want to make Rockets fan man mad? They're going to trade for James Harden. No, if you think about it, though, it kind of makes sense. Vegas' proximity to L.A. The Lakers are a glamour franchise that people buy into even though they're not worth a damn. And it doesn't make sense that they're getting that much more action. But you think about Joe from Idaho, who goes out there to Vegas and sees, oh, the Los Angeles Lakers at 300-1. Kobe Bryant's going to be back. I'm putting money on that. It kind of, in a sick way, it makes sense. In reality, you might as well, better yet, go put that money in a stripper's G-string because it's just as useful. It's gone both ways. 713-780-ESPN. Squeeze in a couple calls here before we wrap up the show. We still have one more segment, but that one will be full because we have Weekend Bleepage, which Jong assures me is the greatest Weekend Bleepage ever put together.
Really?
Okay, he didn't assure me of that, but I'm just trying to keep the people interested. Let's try Jim.
Jim Bob?
You know, it's just Jim. I don't know if it's Jim Bob or not, but
is this Jim Bob?
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, Jim Bob.
Don't call me Jim Bob. I heard about his resume. Hey, I know we're all upset about the Texans. To be honest with you, I turned it off about halfway. I'm sorry, let me turn my radio down here. I turned it off about halfway. But did you guys hear Salisbury this morning? He just went off for like 3 minutes. Somebody needs to simmer that man down. But I got just the recipe. I'm going to bring you guys in some brownies. On Friday.
Okay.
Trust me, everybody will be mellow after that. If I get a green light to say so, I'm listening. If it's a red light, I understand. I'll hang up. Thanks, guys.
I'm always up for brownies.
I like brownies. Yeah. Strong.
I love brownies. Chocolate. Yeah. Give me that sugar high to kind of get through the show.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Kind of. Chocolate just kind of tends to make me relax. You know,
chocolate makes you mellow?
Just sort of chill. You know? Notice everything being so green outside?
Yeah.
That's kind of what it does for me. I don't know if you could ever get Salisbury to relax.
Oh, maybe he can have a brownie.
Yeah, I'd like to see that, actually. I'd like to see that.
I don't think he eats sugar. But maybe I'm wrong.
He is on the quick weight loss, so I don't know if it's on the plan.
Yeah.
No. All right, let's squeeze in another phone call. Kenneth, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you taking my call.
Hey, appreciate you calling.
The reason why I was calling is I wanted to get y'all's thoughts about the Rockets in regard with the NBA season starting up.
I think realistically they're one of the top five teams in the West. I think they're going to have a very good regular season as long as everybody's healthy. And I like them better than last year. I think they've made some additions that should improve them. They may not work, but I think the addition of Ty Lawson, I think Clint Capella with a full year, I think it really got a lot of depth on this team.
You think they're going to be better than last year?
I think they're going to be better than last year. But I also think the problem with that is there are teams that I think the Spurs are going to be better than last year. I think Oklahoma City is going to be better than last year. The Clippers could be. I'm still not sold on them because they're still choking dogs. And I don't know what Golden State's going to do. If Golden State comes back and it's the same team as last year, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Which I don't know that they're going to be able to repeat that. But that's kind of my – and, you know, I'm not going to get into predicting who makes the finals again because then Yeah, I have no clue who's going to make the finals out of the West. It just depends a lot on the matchups and who's healthy when they get there. But I think the Rockets are going to be a better basketball team this year.
Okay.
I
don't think they're as good as they were last year.
Why? What exactly is missing from last year?
I think they played over their heads a little bit last year.
Even though Dwight Howard played half the games.
I don't think Dwight Howard's that good. So maybe that's part of it. Uh-huh. I don't think Dwight Howard is like this great. When you say, who's your second best player, and it's Dwight Howard, I don't go, wow, like everyone around here seems to do. But
it's still an upgrade over anybody else. You're still a better team when he's out there.
Maybe.
And I don't know that he's going to be healthy all year. But I think when you look at the depth that they have, even if they have some injuries, they can fade them. I think they're a better basketball team than they were last year. But I do think on the flip side, so are the Spurs, so are Oklahoma City.
Well, Oklahoma City's obviously better.
If everybody's healthy there.
Right.
And I think the Pelicans are better. But, you know, I think they're going to be in the hunt all year. And I think it just comes down to matchups in the playoffs. And regular season James Harden needs to show up in the playoffs. And that's going to... You know, there were games that he did last year, and that was great, but he's got to get more consistent when you get to the postseason. And to me, none of this other stuff matters until then. If he plays like the guy who played all season long in the regular season, when he gets to the playoffs, then they've got a chance just like anybody else that's at the top of the West. And if he doesn't, then they're, you know what, the ceiling is probably where they got last year.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. If you're getting to the Western Conference Finals,
no,
that's pretty good.
No, but if you want to be a legitimate title contender, you need a healthy Dwight Howard playing at a higher level than he did last year, which is possible if he's healthy. You need James Harden playing regular season level in the playoffs. You need Ty Lawson to actually be a plus and stay off the sauce. Those are all
big ifs.
They're ifs, but they're all possibilities.
Yeah.
Clint Capella takes another step forward. Terrence Jones shows up in the playoffs and improves. Or Monty Unis is healthy. I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen, and I think – you know, when I look at the whole season, I don't really care about the regular season. To me, questions about them are going to be in the playoffs and how those guys perform and who they match up with.
Well, they're going to be a playoff game or a playoff team regardless.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think we can agree on that much.
I still think they're a top four team. I think they're better than the Clippers, but we'll see.
I mean, I think they're a four or a five team, and I think that they've shown that in the playoffs they can beat the Clippers, so...
Yeah. But I mean, the thing is, I could also...
The other thing is, do you think you get the same performance from James Harden that you got last year?
Well, that's a fair question. I don't know. And I mean, has he taken that leap to where that's the player he is year in and year out? If so, yeah. I think you will probably get that. And, you know, just like I think you have to ask that question about, will you get the same year out of Steph Curry if you're Golden State?
I don't know, but I do know the Warriors have... A bunch of other players besides Steph Curry, which is what everybody's claim was last year, that, oh, the Warriors, if they lost Steph Curry, they'd still be a top four team.
Do you think he's going to repeat the year he had last year? I mean, it's the same question.
No, I don't.
Okay.
But I still think the Warriors are a really good team.
Oh, I do too.
Even if Steph Curry does take a step back.
I do too, but I'm not going to be shocked if they fall back a little bit this year.
I think the Spurs are the best team in the West this year.
Going in on paper, yeah, they've certainly got the best front court of anybody. And you know, to me, the question with them is Tony Parker.
Yeah.
And if he's Tony Parker and can stay healthy, that team is going to be very tough to beat. Plus, they've got a pedigree. And, you know, it'll be interesting. But I think the Rockets belong in that conversation because I do think they can be better this year. They're going to need to be.
Yeah.
But... I think they're a better basketball team this year, but as much as, you know, everybody wants to talk about, oh, the season's starting, none of this means a damn thing until the playoffs. None of it.
That's true.
So, anyway.
The other thing is, do you think James Harden is going to get 824 free throw attempts again next year?
But with his game, he's going to get a bunch. I mean, that's...
Well, a bunch is... Second in the league last year was 654.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to get that?
Yeah,
even?
I do.
Okay.
I do. That's his game, AJ. That's what he does. He gets to the line.
Well, I mean, why isn't that everybody's game then?
Well, not everybody does that. The goofy step that he has to draw fouls. Not everybody can do that. I mean, it's, you know, I don't think they just gave him 300 extra free throws last year because he's James Harden.
No.
So, come on, man. Give the guy a little credit. And I know you don't like him, but geez.
Fred, I'm just saying that's the most free throw attempts that have been made since 2010. You don't think that's a large number, like maybe an aberration?
Goes back to what I was saying. Is this the player he's become? Has he evolved into this player? If so, he's going to get to the line a bunch again. Maybe he doesn't get there that often. Maybe he does. I don't know. Okay. But I mean, I think it's just dismissing it and saying, oh, well, this is a fluke. And that's
getting 824 free throws is a fluke.
Okay. I mean, if it's a fluke.
It's happened once in the last 5 years.
Yeah. And what's the guy, 24 years old, 25?
Yeah.
Maybe he's just now coming into his prime.
His prime of foul drawing?
Well, that's a skill, AJ. Jesus, man.
Okay.
I know you don't like the guy, but let's not dismiss the year he had, and let's just say, okay, that was a total fluke year. He won't be any good this year.
I'm not Maybe saying he won't be any good. I'm just saying 824, that's a very strangely high number for a guard, especially.
Well, you see how he plays. I mean, that's his game. He penetrates, he draws contact, and he gets calls. I mean, that's double down. Imagine if the Rockets had Kawhi Leonard instead of drafting one of the Morris twins, Maury's biggest miss.
Let's write a book called Maury's Biggest Miss. Yeah,
if you go back and look at anybody that the Spurs took, you're always going to say you missed on
them. The Spurs are just smarter than everybody.
And not only that, they coach him up better. I don't think if Leonard were playing for the Rockets right now,
he wouldn't be Kawhi Leonard.
No, that's it goes back to what we were talking about earlier in the show with Patriots guys, Spurs guys, Blackhawks guys. All right. You know what? You want to play basketball on FanDuel? You can. You want to play hockey on FanDuel? You can. But if you want to play football, they got you covered there, too. The leader in one-week fantasy football. The money's real. They're expecting to pay out $2 billion this year. It's easy to build a team. Just pick your players, stand to the salary cap, and watch your team win. You can play for as little as a dollar. And you know what? If you drafted a traditional team and you had Andrew Luck and that was your first pick, your team's dead. You're dead in the water, right? With FanDuel, you start over. If you had Andrew Luck, you could drop him. You can go with whoever you want every week, new team. We've been playing a $5 league, and you're invited. We've been getting between 290 and 300 people every week. $5, you can win $200. All you have to do, go to FanDuel.com/Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. That's FanDuel.com/Fowler, and sign up right now for $5. Get in early because it does fill fast. And you know what? You want to play hockey? They got that. You want to play NBA now that the season's here? Think you know more in the NBA about than AJ does? And you want to use James Harden? You can do that on FanDuel. It's never too late to join. You can come play with us every week this season on FanDuel.com. If you're not on FanDuel, here's what you do. Go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use my code Fowler, and sign up now. Special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel's going to match it with up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. Offer is only good for the first 50 people that use my code Fowler today. Don't forget to use the code F-A-O-U-R. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FANDUEL.com. Sign up today. Your mask look like your
porcelain doll. ESPN 97.5.
All right. Better do stupid stuff.
This is what bitch sounds like.
Yeah, because you're a re. You don't know about baseball. You're filling in for somebody.
How do you spell re?
You know how to spell it. It's in your vocabulary. I'm sure you know.
It looks like shit. Speed the shit up.
Let's go.
Get the call in. Speed the shit up.
Let's go, fellas.
I'm tired of watching this slow bullshit.
They're going to have to regroup. I mean, excuse me, regroup. And there you go. So that's what we got. And wait, where'd that come from?
And this is what bleepage sounds like on the Blitz.
He's standing in front of the net with about 8 inches of his shit in his hand.
The IARC working group concluded that consumption of shit carcinogenic to humans, these findings reinforce existing dietary guidelines from a number of health authorities, including the World Health Organization.
And Sadaway is getting the boot.
Yeah, you know what? Straight to the face. You can see it on the bench from Sadaway. Absolutely uncalled for.
This team taught all America's children that like a girl means you're a badass. Perhaps I shouldn't have used that phrase.
Other videos show Fields the student in front of the classroom
while a school administrator and stunned classmates, including Tony Robinson, looked on.
I've never seen anything so nasty, looking so sick, to the point where, you know, other students are turning away.
Candidate named Darth Vader was on the ballot in a mayoral election in Odessa, Ukraine. One of his supporters, Chewie, showed up to a polling station to him. That is illegal. Officers say he resisted their orders and did not provide ID. Chewie was fined $7.
This has been the Weekend Bleepage on ESPN 97.5.
All right.
Good stuff, Jung, as always. NBA opening night or World Series for you?
I think I may catch up on Fargo.
Okay.
I honestly, I don't have a whole lot of interest in basketball until after football's over. I've always said that. And I think, and I was saying about the Rockets, as great as James Harden is in the regular season, it's not going to matter until he gets to the playoffs. If he can't get to the line, he's going to have to find another way to score. And he's going to have to be a different player. Until that happens, to me, the regular season's meaningless. And I'll watch some games here and there, but I could care less about any of the games tonight.
I don't know how much I'll be betting NBA this year, but let's start off over 198 tonight for Cavs Bulls. Over 198.
All right.
But I'm going to be watching the Royals game. I want the Royals to win the World Series, so I'll be watching them. I don't know if they will. They're a great fastball hitting team. The Mets obviously throw heat. It's going to be a fun series, I think.
Yeah, I'll watch some of it, but I'm not committing my entire night to a baseball game.
Yeah.
Just can't do it.
Fair enough.
So
Fargo solid, by the way.
I've only seen the first one.
Okay.
But I've got the other two recorded. That's tonight's plan.
You should check out that Bastard Executioner too.
Really? I might do that. I've got to get caught up on The Leftovers too.
Oh, that's really good.
I've got all of them, and I just haven't watched any of them. So I'm
thinking, you've been too busy working and writing and stuff.
Well,
while you're all busy doing side activities, I just watch television.
I know. I'm trying
all day.
Just trying to help build the Gao Empire here, man.
Not me. Anyway. I just watch television. Everything else is a waste of my time.
Well, I'm hoping that we got a bunch more projects coming, so I don't know that it's going to slow down. But yeah, I'm just trying to keep busy so that I'm not just watching TV and getting old.
Yeah,
you know, that's all. But anyway, well, I know you've got to tell the people about something here, so I'll just say
I do.
Great job, Jong Lee, today. Great job, AJ Hoffman. And for the most part, it was not as many trolls as usual today on a Tuesday, so that's a good thing.
All right, guys, if you're a little banged up or have injured yourselves, I tell you all the time, you need to know about the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. It's part of the UT Physicians Group. They've been recognized for their academic and medical achievements. The doctors have developed reputations for being accomplished and progressive, and they're dedicated to giving you the best orthopedic care possible. Even developing systems to ensure the wait time to see a doctor is minimal. They've got the three easily accessible locations, Katy, Sugarland, and Richmond, and you can take care of everything in one spot. So you do your consultation, diagnostic imaging, treatment, rehab, physical therapy, all in one building. So you're not driving all over town, fighting traffic, paying for parking, and missing work. Listen, give them a call today, 281-344-1715. See how Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic can improve your life. Visit rbjc.com. You'll learn more about the doctors there. You can schedule an appointment online, and a physician referral may not be necessary depending on your insurance. Give us a call to find out. 281-344-1715 for the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic.